30% mixed. Here on Earth, we have a mixed 3D harvest. They say it's unknown in a mixed harvest for the majority to be negative. And so in this case, it's true. On Earth, the majority is positive, the majority of the harvest. But when we say there are few to harvest, it means of 6.5 billion souls, maybe we have 5% or 3. I don't know. That's considered few to harvest, but the majority are positive. Meaning there are very few, actually, 4D negative harvestables. And so for any operatives listening in here, comment to you is you will repeat the 3D cycle on another rock where you can join the intelligence services there and continue on your path to negativity until you realize that it's not your true way. So, in the event of mixed harvest, it's almost unknown for the majority to be negative. And here's an interesting comment that also relates to other channeling. When a planet moves strongly toward negative, there's almost no opportunity for harvestable positive polarization. There are some channel sources that talk about the Orion resistance, meaning the good guys who are in the Orion Federation or the negative federation in this portion of the galaxy who are trying to help us or overthrow the negativity. Well, when a planet is 3D moving strongly to 4D negative, there's not necessarily any very significant positivity there because they're enslaved or they don't have the opportunities for positive polarization because of the negative power structure. And of course, sadly, that's the goal of New World Order and the negatives down here, which is to minimize the opportunities for positive polarization. And they've been relatively successful, given the fact that there's such low positive harvestability of souls down here on the ground. And so Earth is a success case, success story for Orion and 4D negatives, no doubt. Although the harvest of negatives is very small, the non-harvest of the total is very great, meaning the numbers of harvestable positives are very small because of mind control. Mind control in the sense of social belief manipulation, religion, education, business, family, cultural identity, you know, dot, 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 interest in sports, interest in entertainment, distraction, what Ra calls the triad of anonymity, distraction, anonymity, and sleep. So, sad to say, the negatives have been quite successful in blocking the awareness, the development of awareness of true positive polarization through focus on material reality or material existence in the 3D culture globally, historically. And so, Ra says then further, as the green ray cycle, or fourth density, density of love and understanding, begins to take shape, and this is the molding, right? The molding of the planetary sphere is the taking shape of the green ray cycle. The yellow ray plane, meaning the third density, Earth, will not be inhabited for a while. And Ra gave the number at like 100 to 700 years for the transition, in which the molding occurs. It doesn't mean 3D will necessarily go on for 100 to 700 years, but the molding will persist for 100 to 700 years. That's a whole nother story. We talk about that. 3D plane, yellow ray, will cease to be inhabited for some period of time until the space and time, necessary for the fourth density entities who already exist on the fourth plane will learn the ability to shield their density from that of 3D, which means cloaking, invisibility, so that the 3D peoples don't see them, which is respect for the law of free will. and that requires some time. After this period, there comes a time when 3D may again sphere or cycle on the yellow ray sphere. The Bible, Christian Bible, talks about Satan thrown into the pit for 1,000 years, and then he comes out, 1,000 years of peace. Well, fourth density is a whole lot longer than 1,000 years. But it may be that that's a reference to the idea that negativity will be gone, because 3D will be gone, during the time of 4D positive only, preparing itself to welcome back a 3D cycle. Negativity will return, which could be Satan unchained from the pit, when, after, the 4D positive group learns invisibility and prepares itself to welcome in the 3D group again. So, that's strange, but possible. And then they say, however, meanwhile, there's another sphere which is congruent, mainly congruent, meaning fourth density is here in front of you. We just don't see it. Congruent to a great extent with yellow ray, forming now. It coexists with first, second, and third density. It's of a denser nature, meaning higher density fields are more dense with light, due to the rotational core aspects of its material, meaning the photon, the particle of light, the particle field, wave of light. You know, light or energy. Light is energy. So Ross said the nature of all energy is light. The origin of light is the action of free will upon love. This is very profound. So the nature of energy is light. The origin of light, which means dimensions, or the material, the core aspect, core atomic aspect of the substance of an octave of all dimensions is light. The origin of that light is the action of free will upon love, the creator's free will upon infinite love, that there be a creation, that there be dimensions, particles, planets, solar systems, etc. This is some kind of heavy metaphysics there. And so I'll go to Rene Derrick's question, but so positive-oriented entities, harvest entities, meaning the harvestables, which includes a lot of the, you know, the younger people, the double-bodied, which I think Ra goes on further later in this, yeah, in this section, which we won't get to today, I think. The double-bodied, the green ray children, or younger people, because they're not only children, also called crystal children, indigo children, will remain in the planetary influence, but not upon the plane. So they'll be in the fourth density sphere of the planetary influence, meaning Earth. So Derek's question is, does it mean there'll be third density people existing on the same planet with 4D after 1,000 years? Well, the number is 100 to 700. The biblical notion is 1,000, but that's symbolic. So forget about the 1,000. Whatever it is, 100, 500, 700. Yes, indeed, again, 3D souls will return to Earth, according to Ra, after 100, 500, 700 years, while or as the fourth density positive group is here too and has prepared for them. So yeah, that's what that means, that Earth will host third density cycle yet again. But for a while, it'll be inactivated, which means 1, 2, and 4. First, second, and fourth density will be in activation, in operation for a while. And third density humans and artifacts, such as buildings and paper and pencils and computers, will be gone. They might make new computers, but that's another matter. So, yeah, that's what that means.
Sorry, I thought I'd just ask this question.
Sure, John.
Does that mean that those 3D people that eventually be able to get to come back will experience the benefit of, what is the word for it, the, you know, like the 4D people helping them out to
yes.
achieve 4D faster?
Yes, yes, absolutely. So you see, you know, there's...
Right now.
Yes.
Right.
You know, there are lots of helpers on inner planes now. Are those helpers less effective than a resident fourth density positive inner planes population? Hard to say. Probably yes, actually, that a fourth density positive resident population in a fully operational 4D cycle on a planet whose fourth density body is now activated. Definitely, I would say, improves or upgrades the conditions of third density subtly, invisibly, energetically, by which those 3D souls can evolve. If 4D angels, it's a nice way of looking at it, yeah. So yes, that's, so we see, you know, progressive cycles for experiential use in which the progressive cycles progressively upgrade or improve the viability of seeking and soul evolution as the cycles continue. So, yeah, that'll help a lot. But negativity will be here too. So, you know, that's just going to go on. Orion is already planning their return, and maybe some of these guys think they're going to go to Mars and the Moon and ride it out for 700 years, which is not very long, and then return here. That may be what they're thinking, that they will return to Earth when the third density cycle returns or resumes, and they will set themselves up as the masters of 3D, you know, coming from distant Mars and Moon when the repeaters return. That may well be their planning. Any other comments anybody would like to make before we jump into the next section?
Well, it just seems like at that point when the negative 4D people or groups or whatever come back, resident 4D would be able to defend their planet from that influence, because it's a positive 4D planet at that point, right? So why would we even let 4D negative influence it?
There's a difference between 3D negative and 4D negative, and there are different metaphysical rules and operations in effect. So first of all, the point is, after harvest, the planet will be first, second, third, and fourth density activated. However, third density will go out of operation or out of active hosting. There will be no 3D physical soul population here, nor physical 3D artifacts. The fourth density population will prepare itself, and then when it's prepared, 3D cycle may again occur on Earth. At that point, 3D level souls from other planets will come here. 3D negatives who may be on Mars and the Moon may be able to come here, although that's not sure. They can certainly reincarnate here, I would think. And 4D negative will resume its influencing work. Think of Easter Island and the Nazca Lines, meaning humanity may or may not be in a Stone Age condition once again. Lovely to comprehend if you're going to be here. And so 4D negative will influence them towards, you know, the formation of an elite and control and enslavement of the rest, and dimming soul light according to the consciousness of the early 3D souls back here on the new 3D, in the new 3D cycle. So yeah, the 3D elite would come back. Those are 3D negatives, different than 4D negatives. And the 4D negatives would have the right to influence as they do now, according to whatever quarantine exists then, according to the law of free will, which you know, gives them the right to influence according to the calling of 3D souls. So, yeah, the 3D elites have interplanetary technology, of course. They already have it. And even Ra talked about bases on the Moon and Mars. So, you know, go to the Law of One info site. Why would they bother? Of course, because they're continuing their negative polarization. They love power and control. It is their spiritual path. The path of service to self is a spiritual path, which seems materialistic, which it is. However, it's using energy and consciousness to dominate the material realm. That is actually a development of energy and consciousness. and therefore it's a spiritual path. It just doesn't include the energy consciousness of love.